Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Spring beauty trends are here. At Walgreens, we'll help you create the look that's right for you. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care and explore new, premium, and exclusive beauty products you'll love too. If you have any questions, just ask one of our specially trained beauty consultants in select stores. Stop by Walgreens and find what makes you feel beautiful. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics are buy two, get third free, mix and match through March 24th with card. Exclusions apply.
Who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSER and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves have the best home record in the Western Conference. Catch them at the Allstate Arena as they battle Manitoba for first place on Saturday night and then face Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Let's begin with college basketball, and the ACC tournament is underway in Boston College, leading Georgia Tech 68-53. That game in the second half, Notre Dame and Pittsburgh will follow. Meanwhile, on the pro level, it's another draft lottery battle tomorrow with the Bulls and Grizzlies at the United Center. Memphis has lost 14 in a row. Meanwhile, the Bulls have dropped 15 of their last 18. Last night was hard on the eyes as the Bulls lost big time to Boston. And though the lineups are changing, Fred Hoiberg says, no excuses.
You know, I don't care who's out on the floor. It can't affect your effort. And again, I talked about this last night. I thought our second unit at least kept playing. And, you know, Denzel specifically, you know, without him, we scored 50 points last night. I mean, he was the one guy that kept playing. He was talking in the huddle. So that's what you guys don't see is, you know, the guys that are in the huddle trying to keep the team going. And, you know, and everybody else had, you know, deer in the headlights look. Denzel was trying to keep us going.
Pro football news, the LA Rams are slapping the franchise tag on safety LaMarcus Joyner. Longtime NFL refs Ed Hockley and Jeff Triplett, they are both retiring. And a programming note, Mitch Trubisky of the Bears will be on Bears All Access right on the score here later this evening after Dan and Jason. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. Listen to the score for your chance to win $3,000 per day in cash. Every weekday through March 30th, you'll have three chances a day to win $1,000. Just text the keyword in the designated hour, and you could win. It's that easy. Message and data rates may apply. This scoreboard update brought to you by Fisher Nuts, oven roasted, never fried. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one ranked sports station in Chicago and the radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow against Memphis, and Steve Cashel's pregame show kicks it off at 6:45, all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This transition on the score is brought to you by the Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public with 12 Chicago area locations. Visit tileshop.com.
Adjourn your asses.
Thank you, David Schuster, who had updates there at the tail end of the show, and I'll be with the afternoon guys moving forward. Joe Ostrowski had updates before that. Thank you to our three technique guests as we looked around the American League Central, and to Vincent Goodwill from NBC Sports Chicago. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job producing the show. Ray Diaz, is it Diaz? Does fine work. And Brian Gertz to the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, we'll do Can't Do It. I believe Jim Tomey is going to be on the show tomorrow.
That's correct.
Looking forward to that and more.
Bernstein and Goff are here. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening, guys? What's the talk in these busy, busy sports times? So much going on, it's difficult to know where to start.
See, actually, I think we made it. This was Parkins and I. This was our lead this morning, is that with 23 days to opening day, and March Madness officially underway today, there's a gigantic slate of college basketball, that there's really only a few days left that we need either the Bulls or the Blackhawks to be to be interesting.
Well, we haven't.
Well, the Blackhawks aren't interesting.
You haven't needed that since the
puck dropped. We dismissed that out of hand also.
Yeah. Right. That's the same reaction I got when I said both teams.
And whatever the Bulls did last night.
We have 9 days of non-March madness between now and baseball's opening day when all 30 teams are playing on Thursday, March 29th for MLB. And there's really only 4 out of those 9 where the Bulls are playing that we need them to do better than they did last night, because that sucked.
That was an affront. I don't really know. I mean, it's the outcome is fine. It's so adorable to watch Fred. Again, what did he tell us? What was the phrase he used every once in a while? You got to chew ass after a game. You got to pick your spots.
Peel the paint.
Yeah.
He was mad.
I know. He's very mad.
He's so mad.
Yeah, they did not want to play.
They got punked. Yeah. I think they intended on playing, but they got punked very early and never got unpunked.
How does one get unpunked? Like, try?
Hey, sometimes you gotta, you know,
taste your
own blood. You know, and they kept tasting their own blood over and over. You learn stuff about guys in these times, and you see who cowers or who folds up the tent. And I think you saw some guys last night who will not be happy with the film that they watch today or tomorrow.
It made me come up with a little bit of an idea, because I think the Bulls are doing a great job of tanking, right? They're better than their record dictates by a couple of games. Maybe they're definitely better than the teams that are worse than them in the standings, and they've got a lot of bad teams coming up. So Fred Hoiberg's doing this every 5-game block thing with the rotation. Mm-hmm. And last night, as Vinny Goodwill said, they were playing like strangers out there, because they never played together in that lineup.
It matters.
Well, the last game before was the 5th game of the previous block against the Mavericks, and they played well, and they won, and they executed in the 4th quarter. So instead
that is the Mavericks, too.
Right. But instead of being wedded to the 5-game block, change it up when you're playing bad teams. So like the 5th game of this rotation is against the Hawks. You could beat the Hawks. Unless you throw an entirely new collection of talent
new
together.
New strangers.
What are you talking about to ensure losing?
Exactly.
Oh.
They're doing a lot in the direction of ensuring losing. They're sitting Holiday. They're sitting Lopez.
I think it's all for naught.
Yep.
If you
Why?
See it, because other teams are way worse.
Yep.
They're not, though.
They are.
Sure. No. They're worse on the court.
Yeah.
They're worse on the court.
But in the standings, they're only a game and a half back. Right, of the absolute worst
it's
pick.
It's just going to be hard to catch these teams.
You don't think that if they played the game that they played last night against Boston,
But I mean, that's an aberration. Like, this team is usually in games and then they get beat because they're younger or a lot worse than the team. That was done in the first quarter.
But I think a lot of that was done in the first quarter because they hadn't played together. That collection of guys hadn't played together, so they kept settling for 22-foot jump shots, and they were like, oh, my God, no one's moving.
You think it was 22-6 because they hadn't played together? I think it was 22-6 because they got punked, and they thought that Kyrie Irving wasn't going to play, and everything was going to feel... This team hasn't experienced real rough waters together. Losing is one thing. It's another thing when you think that people are just watching you to develop and not win. And you got caught last night in no Kyrie. They're watching us to develop. We're a different guy in the starting lineup, different energy. But they got punked last night. I don't think you could take a lot from last night's game.
This team can lose to anybody, though.
The bottom line is Reverie didn't do its damn job. That's what it comes
it
down
certainly
to.
Didn't.
We count
I'm
on you.
I'm not
going
to say who was there, though.
We count
I'm
on
not
you, Reverie.
Say who was there. Yeah. Yeah. Lou?
Come on.
Lou? Ryan? Kip? What are you doing? Pour more drinks over there. it did not work. Sometimes you go out and you find what the city has to offer and you feel a lot better about yourself.
Maybe they were okay.
They're young guys. They bounced back.
They went to 5 Faces. They got their cheese fries and they hit the hay.
That's what I'm counting on for Bulls Hawks.
Jason Tatum's got good refractory period, apparently.
Hey, he's a new dad.
I'm speaking athletically, metaphorically. Not actual refractory period.
You're getting Jason in trouble out here. No, he's a new dad. No, I do not believe that they're worse than the 4 or 5 teams that are ahead of them. So, and also, I truly think that if you, like, we've done this before, but picks are overrated now when you really, really look at it. Like, everybody wants to have the LeBron dream or the Kevin Durant dream. But look at this Boston team that just came in here. They had picks galore. And what did it take? They had to go get somebody else's good player mm-hmm. to make him the best player on their team.
But those good picks helped him do it, right? So that'd be the overall strategy of like acquiring the assets.
Asset value, right.
Asset value. It worked in
but
that
they had,
way.
They had accumulated so many that they had to get rid of some.
Yeah.
They tried it with Clay. They tried it with Kevin Love. They didn't work.
But I mean, what? Tatum was the fourth pick. Jaylen Brown was the...
Tatum was the third pick.
And Jaylen Brown was four? Am I flipping the
second? Yeah. He might have been second.
I think it was fourth. I think... You might be right, actually.
So, you need top picks.
Yeah, but what are Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum doing for you now?
I mean, they're some of the best players on one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Third overall. Jaylen Brown, third overall.
There you go.
So,
a fascinating dude, too. The more you read about Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
what a fascinating guy.
I feel like the Bulls and the Bulls fans who are hoping for the tank thing to work out eventually. Like, some of the most overrated things in sports are NBA draft picks. And unless you have identified that guy that you are willing to do anything to go and get, you're just adding another piece that you may have to ship off. Like, none of these guys on this team right now may be the guy that ends up being here.
But the only thing that they can accomplish that maybe helps get them to the title that Dan always talks about, right? Goal pro sports, win a title. The only thing they can accomplish in the last 20 games of this season is
showing people you got a sack.
Oh, that has no value.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
So why do you think Kyrie Irving chose Boston?
Because he wanted to leave LeBron.
Why didn't he go to San Antonio?
I don't know.
Hey, I mean,
San Antonio is pretty well regarded.
He chose Boston because he knows Jason Tatum from the recruiting period at Duke, and he believes in Marcus Smart and believes in Jaylen Brown, and those guys didn't cower when it was time to face off against the Cavs.
So he sees the Spurs as an organization.
The world that we live in and talk about basketball wise is different than the world these players are living in every single day when they're trying to figure out where they want to go and who they want
to play with. All right, so you're talking so about building the nest as opposed to lucking out and drafting the guy.
It's about organizational development.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's about.
If there was a LeBron or a Durant in this draft class, would it be a different conversation if there was a clear guy, the
and
fact
if you
that
didn't have six teams trying to do it, tanking only works really when there's two or three teams.
But we're
past that age.
But we've wanted them. We've wanted them to do this. Been calling for them to do this. And as long as you're doing it, go all the way. Go as far as you can. I think the fact that there isn't a guy might be
and there might be a guy.
Right, there might be a guy.
It's just that we can't identify.
We don't know who it is.
Like, there's no Tim Duncan. There's no Shaq. We're not looking at a situation.
There's no LeBron.
Right. We're not looking at a situation where there's clearly a generational talent that all of a sudden, because you have him, mm-hmm. you immediately alter your championship trajectory.
Guys, at the moment,
but we may 10 years from now say something else.
That might be the seventh pick. Like, is it possible that Kevin Knox is the best player in this draft?
What I'm referring to is guys remember how it felt to play a team. And then when the summer comes around, it's like, oh, yeah. Those guys, I would love to run with those dudes. How many years have we talked about this where when it was the Kobe Bryant thing and the affection that he had for Luol Deng and that squad and how he wouldn't come here unless Luol Deng was a part of this situation. Like, these guys still think this way. So we're thinking about, lose everything, get that pick. All right, so when you swing and miss with that pick, or you get a guy who's decent that you have to send away anyway to get that player.
I know, but you guys have argued for years, and I think
who's you guys,
you and Dan, and you know, I'm thinking about you even when you were producing
about the championship of bust thing.
No, not at all. That's not what I'm putting on you. What I'm putting on you is that you need ping pong balls. You need like the luck of that transcendent superstar to
when
get in the top three.
Aren't trying to do this, and when you have that transcendent superstar,
I don't believe
that guy's in this draft.
Well, that goes back to what I was asking, because mm-hmm. that I ended up having to agree with that theory, because I think it's true in this crazy-ass league that you have to find that guy. So I don't know why you wouldn't keep doing it.
The LeBron Melo Wade years don't come along very often, and people have been chasing those kinds of years for a long time. You can get a good player at 11. You can get a good player at 19.
You can get Donovan Mitchell.
Right. So that's why I say draft picks are some of the most overrated things in the NBA in terms of having to shoot up there and get the top 5 pick or top 4 pick. Why?
Unless you know it when you see it. And I don't think DeAndre Ayton is I know it when I see it guy.
Organizational
right?
development comes along. The definition of it is not just who's in your front office, but who's doing your scouting. Do you trust these people?
Would you be playing Lopez and Holiday right now?
I don't see why not.
I think that's a big goalpost move in how we've been talking about and how you've talked about the NBA in terms of
how I've talked about this year. I talked about this year very clearly in terms of this draft class and how I feel about these guys.
Uh-huh. But you would admit that you could be wrong, right?
Of course.
Right. So the best chance at getting the best player is to have the highest pick.
I don't know that any of these guys. So say it's the Anthony Bennett draft.
Right.
Anthony Bennett, Otto Porter, those guys were bandied back and forth as being the number one pick. You want me to tank in that? Like it's not a copy and paste situation.
No,
every year is different.
I don't know who the guy is, and most people don't know who the guy is if there is one. We thought it was going to be Michael Porter. We need to see him play first.
Maybe it is Bagley, or maybe it's somebody we're not even talking about, like you say.
I think it'd be crazy to come back and play in an SEC tournament.
But using the theoretical example,
just doing it because he's a hometown kid. The only reason he would do it.
Go play in front of somebody in a private workout.
Oh, I don't think he's going to.
I also think that he
might be the best player of all four or five of them.
I don't think if Robin Lopez is playing and playing hard and the Bulls are playing tough and playing more than the sum of their parts right now, that some NBA free agent is going to say, boy, Robin Lopez is... I think they're smarter than that. I think an NBA business person isn't going to be wowed by the grittiness of Robin Lopez in the middle of March.
And money talks. There's not going to be that many teams that have cap space in the next
Let me go back
the
then to ask you guys the question.
They've had a lot of cap space for years before this. They ended up with Ben Wallace and Carlos Boozer.
Sure, and they've had more teams competing for the services then, too.
So you gotta build that nest.
Not in the summer, LeBron. There were six teams.
What is the damage then? Because this is what a question that I asked to Goodwill. Like, what is the long-term damage to guys that matter here of going through a stretch like this where you just roll over like that last night?
I think the goal is to find out what you got. That's first. What do you have? And when you see Zach LaVine get punked and not do anything about it, you're finding out things. We're going to talk to Draymond Green at 2:00, right? The monotony of the NBA season for him is different than what these dudes should be going through. Nobody should be laying down on this Bulls team. And when I see that, when I see Chris Dunn, when I see all these guys settling for things, just the moment something gets tough, you get down by 20. That's what I'm watching. That's what I want to know. What are you?
What you got?
Because all this talk, and I've heard it the last couple of days about the core of this team. I mean, all three of these dudes can be somewhere else. All three of them.
Yeah, I'm not even sure about Zach LaVine, just watching his game. I know he's coming off an injury.
I like him. You know why? Because I like the skill set, but I'm not sure the calories.
They're different and they're young. And what we've gone through the last 3 or 4 years, hell, going back to Derek's last year. Like, we've been going through a lot of garbage the last 4 or 5 years as Bulls fans. This felt different. This felt young. And it still does. But when things like that happened last night, people take notice.
They got to make a signing decision on Zach LaVine. And
they're gonna have to pay him.
I think they're paying him.
They have to.
Yeah, there's no.
You can't trade Jimmy Butler, and then all of a sudden
that's a raw materials investment, that's really all his game is right now is still raw materials. There's no refinement there.
You might not pay him what he's actually worth, though, if it does hit. Not a lot of teams are going to be looking for him. You traded for him. I think he's the kind of guy that
you know what he's going to be right now, and you just hope that the refinement, as you talk about. I don't think there's a blow up year in his career. Unless he's on a bad team. I don't think he's the guy that's going to score 25 efficiently ever in his career because of how athletic he is and because of how he was raised as a basketball player. I mean, this isn't always on the basketball player, too. Zach LaVine has been the most talented, most athletic dude since he was a child. So they tell him, go run, jump, dunk. And in the summer, you hope that he gets with people. Like, he started working with Drew Hanlon last year instead of 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. Like, in the summer, you hope the guys get the picture, all right, there's going to be something else after you hurt your knee or after you get with a coach who doesn't want to run all the time, and you hope their game gets refined. But if Joel Embiid is in the draft, if Ben Simmons is in the draft, I'm down. If what I see right now in college basketball is in the draft, all right,
good luck. If Porter doesn't play a single game, is he still allowed to declare?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's age group.
Yeah. It's eligibility. Yeah. Right. He's one year past senior class.
Yeah. So will he, or because he's a hometown guy?
He'll leave. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah,
he's been talking that foolishness about going back, but someone will get in his ear and
his
say.
His brother might leave. Like, his brother might actually be an NBA draft pick this year.
Somebody's got to be Taylor Griffin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, he's got to leave. It'd be foolish.
Without question.
Yeah.
Why would you play for free for a year?
When he'll be a top five pick.
I don't know why they're playing for free.
Maybe, right. Maybe he wants to get his architecture degree.
Hey. The guy didn't play football last year. Hope he was working on that. Hope he's got the blueprints in front of him.
It already worked.
Right.
We can declare Andrew Luck a success.
I need to see that first building. I need to see the cantilevers. I need to see people moving around safely in that environment.
Oliver is very proud of that young man. That's all that matters in the long run.
Exactly. Feel good family vibes. All right. So I know you guys got Chris Spitola coming up, too.
He is. And I heard you guys talking briefly just about the unfortunate news regarding WLUP. And it was for somebody of my age who grew up in this city, it was a huge deal. That station was a huge deal. Having that sticker on your notebook at school, having that black bumper sticker that you'd go to the record stores. We would go. It was Rainbow Records in Highland Park, and it was Laurie's Records in Deerfield Commons. And you'd get the top 40 piece of paper would come out, and it was all about the loop. It was all about what those guys were talking about, and the energy that was coming out of there. And it's sad anytime anybody in our industry loses jobs. But look, I'll admit that was my FMP too. That it's XRT, and then I get my dog food. I get my AC/DC and Rush and Led Zeppelin and whatever they're doing. It's that, and it's XRT loop, and then the FMT classical station 1, 2, 3 across the top.
I'm not really familiar with the station because I didn't listen to it as a kid or as an adult. But Fred Huebner, I saw him put on Facebook that the problem might have been that those years that you were talking about, they just stayed on the surface instead of going a little bit deeper into some of those years where there was other cuts or B-sides that they could have played a little bit. I don't know, what the...
It was not a deep playlist.
No, that's for sure. You knew exactly what you were getting.
It's not a deep... You know... from each band. And I mean, for Zeppelin, maybe they'd go a little bit deeper.
And especially if you're talking about throwback... stuff and classics, you want to hear like you getting that feeling like, oh my goodness, they're playing this. I thought this was my favorite song only instead of this stuff that they were always playing. I don't know, but checking out Fred Huebner's conversation and all the people who were commenting on his Facebook post, you kind of got that same vibe that everybody felt like, they could have went a little bit deeper. Maybe people would. I didn't know if it was a listenership thing.
I think it's a bigger issue than
it's
a larger radio. Yeah, it's a corporate issue. It's a music radio issue.
I don't even think about the music as much as I think about the personalities and the personality driven radio of Dahl and all those guys and how the score owes itself more to that kind of format than it does perhaps even to the Chet Copics and Chuck Swirsky's, the sports talk archetypes.
A little bit, the clubhouse atmosphere a little bit countercultural when need be.
And that's how the score was sold early on, is like, who the hell are these guys? And that was part of the popularity. What the hell are they going to say today?
Yeah, it's a heritage station that was always for people. Look, as a 48-year-old Chicagoan, when I, being old enough during Disco Demolition to know that it was something really significant and wild that was going on, and to know that maybe when you were younger, you probably shouldn't be listening to some of this stuff because it was a little outrageous. And it's too bad because it just matured into something that for me was more in large part musical nostalgia than anything else.
Well, maybe it'll stay. Maybe the new format will stay on your P2.
Get a little more Jesus in my life.
Yeah, he's the demo.
You need it.
I think so.
I believe
we can all agree there.
As long as they finish up, like I think Dahl said, "Highway to Hell." But if you go, Hell's Bells, "Highway to Hell," and go out with a flourish before you turn it over to Jesus.
I don't even know, man. Cal was still on.
It's a two for Tuesday, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
What do you guys got today, other than
Draymond Green
Chris Spitola, Draymond Green, Matt Miller, in other news, it's on, and a chance to win $1,000 in the 2 o'clock hour.
They are Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. If nothing else, the National Hockey League has a lot of nerve. The league that refused to send its players to take part in the recent Winter Olympics because it might cost its ultra-rich owners a few bucks has jumped with both feet onto the bandwagon of the gold medal-winning U.S. Women's Olympic team. Last week, the NHL Network did a special featuring the now-adored Olympians, and yesterday, guess what? You could go to the NHL store in Manhattan and meet and greet the gold medalists. And while you were there, you could spend some money and add a few much-needed bucks to the coffers of the league. Are these people for real? Sadly, they are. After categorically refusing to send his players to Pyeongchang, Commissioner Gary Bettman has already said the same will be true in 2022. But when it comes to waving the flag to make a few bucks, Bettman and the owners are all in. They should be ashamed. Except, clearly, they have no shame. I'm John Feinstein.
Guess what? With Boost, adding a line with unlimited gigs to my data plan has never been easier. That means everyone gets a line. My son gets a line. My dad gets a line. My yoga instructor gets a line. All we needed was a switch.
This tax season, switch to Boost and make the most of your tax refund. Get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $25 each per line. Plus, get up to four phones for free. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store for a great tax season deal. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Chicago is known for its world-class sports teams, and now it has SCT, the nation's premier occupational safety and health service provider, protecting employees and workers from hazards for nearly 20 years. SCT's experts include former OSHA leaders and nationally recognized safety experts with more OSHA experience than anyone else. SCT helps companies manage OSHA, protect employees, and save money through consulting, training, and risk management services. For comprehensive solutions for all safety and health needs, visit sct.us.com. That's sct.us.
Truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce expanded dedicated business in Illinois and Wisconsin with several customer accounts to choose from. By hauling freight from a dedicated customer, you'll enjoy consistent routes, reliable home time, and pay up to $85,000 per year. Plus, if you apply soon, get a limited time sign-on bonus up to $10,000. Learn more about Schneider's expanded dedicated business in Illinois and Wisconsin and apply to drive at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Spring beauty trends are here. At Walgreens, we'll help you create the look that's right for you. Pick up your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care and explore new, premium, and exclusive beauty products you'll love too. If you have any questions, just ask one of our specially trained beauty consultants in select stores. Stop by Walgreens and find what makes you feel beautiful. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Cosmetics are buy two, get third free. Mix and match through March 24th with card. Exclusions apply.
Chicago is known for its world-class sports teams, and now it has SCT, the nation's premier occupational safety and health service provider, protecting employees and workers from hazards for nearly 20 years. SCT's experts include former OSHA leaders and nationally recognized safety experts with more OSHA experience than anyone else. SCT helps companies manage OSHA, protect employees, and save money through consulting, training, and risk management services. For comprehensive solutions for all safety and health needs, visit sct.us.com. That's sct.us.com.
Guess what? With Boost, adding a line with unlimited gigs to my data plan has never been easier. That means everyone gets a line. My son gets a line. My dad gets a line. My yoga instructor gets a line. All we needed was a switch.
This tax season, switch to Boost and make the most of your tax refund. Get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $25 each per line. Plus, get up to four phones for free. Visit your nearest Boost mobile store for a great tax season deal. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Danny Parkins of the Spiegel and Parkins Show on the Bulls.
I became a sports fan watching the 90s Bulls and the Dynasty and Michael Jordan, and it made them my favorite team. And I cannot wait to watch the next Dynasty hopefully be built and developed, and you're going to be able to listen to all of it right here on The Score.
Spiegel and Parkins talk Bulls weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home of the Bulls.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge.
Watch right here. You're going to see Schuster right there.
Scoreboard update.
And right here as well, 1:30 from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves have the best home record in the Western Conference. Catch them at the Allstate Arena as they battle Manitoba for first place on Saturday night, then face Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. College hoops action in the ACC tournament. It's a final now. Boston College defeating Georgia Tech 87-77. Notre Dame and Pittsburgh, they're coming up shortly. Coming up at the United Center tonight, the Blackhawks play host to the Colorado Avalanche. J.F. Berube will be in goal, and the Hawks today signed defenseman Eric Gustafson to a two-year extension. Baseball out in Arizona, it will be Yu Darvish making his first start for the Cubs as they go against the Dodgers. Meanwhile, it's the White Sox and Milwaukee also out in the desert this afternoon, and today the Sox sent eight players down to the minors, including outfielder Charlie Tilson. The Sox also announcing that Jim Thome, who goes into the Hall of Fame this summer, will be honored on Saturday, August 11th at the ballpark, and 20,000 Thome bobbleheads will be handed out that day. And Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky will be on Bears All Access tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Score. The Aurelio's Pizza flagship location at 1212 South Michigan Avenue continues its long tradition of giving back to the community. With their Get Behind the Vest fundraiser from March 5th through the 11th, they will donate 20% of all sales to purchase bulletproof vests for Chicago Police. The scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow against Memphis. Steve Cashel's pregame show kicks it off at 6:45. It's all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show. Yeah!
Chris Mottola is going to join us in just a couple of minutes to talk college buckets on Bernstein and Goff. We're on between now and 6, 2 o'clock. Draymond Green is going to say hey. We'll go straight through from 2 to 3. Matt Miller will join us to talk about the Combine, and it's tag day. We are finding out who is and who isn't receiving franchise and transition tags from their respective NFL teams. That's 3 o'clock, 3:40 for In Other News, 4:30 for It's On, and you have to be listening in that 2 to 3 hour for your chance to win $1,000 in our national giveaway that we're doing. This segment is sponsored by CeCe's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CeCe's, grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love in the buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting is 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Website is BernsteinGoffShow.com. You can interact with the station and the show on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. It's at Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com where you can see the video feed. Hello, that's directed by Brian Gertz.
Chance for Jeremy Jones at the line to complete a three-point play.
Jeremy Jones gets some PT, some playing time right here. Let me tell you, when you come back to Vegas one night, you got to go see Jennifer Lopez. I mean, I haven't seen energy. She is the dance of music. Well, LeBron is the absolute basketball. And I got a little text message from a guy named Alex Rodriguez. So I really appreciated that you said that about Jennifer. I put that up on Twitter. Oh, she's unbelievable.
I think we've got, with all of the statistics that we keep on the screen, we got to get the Dick Vitale name-dropping logo. We got to keep the count of that during the game.
Hey, I learned that from Cosell, man.
What?
The LeBron of music? Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, that's a little much. I mean, she's.
Did Beyonce die? Is Madonna done? Madonna's still touring, right? Mm-hmm. I mean. And then the second part
somewhere of that. Somewhere Barbara Streisand is calling Dick's people somewhere.
Barry in the lead there. I don't think A-Rod hit him up and was like, thanks for talking about my lady. It's like, hey, old man, I know you're in Florida quite often. Don't catch these Puerto Rican hands, mister. And members of Puerto Rican hands.
That's just
odd. Yeah.
You're a basketball guy.
Yeah.
Is LeBron James?
J-Lo has done well for herself.
Oh, she's
terrific. But she's more like the T-Mac.
Right.
Like, nice career, Hall of Famer, but don't do that. You can't pull up to that table.
Right.
Like, calm down.
Like Elton Brand or something, you know?
No! She's not Elton Brand. Oh, who's Elton Brand?
I was thinking of big booty.
Right. Small shoulders. Give us the comp. Who's the Elton Brand of music?
That's quite something. The producers are Nick Szepkowski.
We found a couple of guys overseas in Poland, Warsaw, Poland. I'm going to send a special shout out to my man Martin and the 48 Bulls fans that show up to the Winner's Bar all the time to watch the Bulls play.
And that's over in Poland.
That's over in Poland.
What's Martin's last name?
Why are you trying to get me out of there? Wojciechowski?
Something like that.
But a shout out to all our fans in Poland.
Yeah, shout out to all our fans in Poland. And yesterday was Pulaski Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even give our Polish peeps a shout out yesterday. So to all our Polish peeps, sorry for that.
And Polish Paul, if you're
still alive, I'm usually in charge of the shout outs. Shep, I apologize for not giving your people their just due. Some of the hardest working, most honest, best people that I know. And if that's a positive stereotype, then damn it, I'm throwing it on my Polish peeps out there. So sorry about not, honoring you on Pulaski Day yesterday.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
I have new details on the Ed Hockley retirement, by the way.
Oh, go, thank God.
His son is getting one of the new referee spots that is open. So get to know number 83 in your referee numbers.
He's number 83?
He is.
Hockley's son?
That is a
congratulations,
gift.
Congratulations, Chris Tannehill.
I know that is a gift to the afternoon show. Guys.
What's his name?
Sean Hockley.
83. 83.
You ain't. Oh, you're an awful person. Yeah, Tanny, you're a bad guy. But yes, Ed Hockley is donezo. He's hanging up the old striped jersey. That's fine. You know,
And the foil wrapped potato in his pants. Yeah. So he's gonna pull that out and retire that also.
It was an eggplant. Like plant parmesan.
Depends on the day. Depends how he's feeling. Just depends.
He
walks down to the fridge and says, yeah. What am I thinking today?
What are we going? Squash? No. Eggplant? No. What'd you say?
It's the big russet potato.
Ooh.
Ready to go.
One of those giant shallots that I bought.
Make sure you put it in the front and not the back.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Chris Patola's going to talk college basketball, preview the conference tournaments, and everything else next on The Score.
The Radio.com app allows you to listen to your favorite Score shows and unique Score content anywhere, anytime, right from your mobile device. Download the Radio.com app now. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
The Bears hire Brad Childress, and if you remember, that's the guy that I wanted them to hire. Now, I wanted them to hire him as offensive coordinator, but I'm good that he's going to be like the consigliere of Matt Nagy. That's what you want. Someone who has a history of coaching offense in this system and can help get your quarterback in the right spot. The other interesting parallel to me, looking at the Eagles with the Bears, is the running back situation. See, I think that they have their LeGarrette Blount, and I think they have their Clement. I think Howard and Cohen do that. They need someone in the middle. They need an Ajayi type. But when I was watching Clement go out there and do what he did, where he looked like the best mismatch that the Eagles had on the field, I kept thinking, that's stuff that Tariq Cohen can do.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot's more than $250 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us. And the Utah Jazz, Vinny, just waived Derrick Rose.
So he can be free to go sign with a playoff team.
Or attend meetings and graduations.
I didn't say that.
Not on the air.
No, I didn't say that at all. Because I actually like being able to walk the streets of Chicago without having Derrick Rose people come at me.
Derrick Rose, my favorite Bull since the Jordan era. I love Derrick Rose and think some of the stuff that's been said about him is absolutely ridiculous.
Foul.
Yeah.
Foul.
But it is a sad ending. Like, it is a career that is looking like it's going to end with a whimper and not a thud. And that's unfortunate. As a big Derrick Rose fan personally, it bums me out that the last act of his transaction line might be waived by the Utah Jazz.
I mean, it should show fans how fragile this really is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Paxson.
I'm wondering, was it fair to Fred Hoiberg for a guy where you knew what he wanted to do? And we're seeing it this year. We're seeing this. Oh, okay. This is pace and space. And this is some of the creative stuff he had in mind. Was it fair to give him players that didn't really seem to match what he said he wanted to do?
No, probably not. But Fred was a part of all those decisions in terms of the guys we brought in. And the reason, when we did it, we knew we weren't tied in long term to anything. So that was something that made some sense at the time. Again, we were trying to be competitive. But Fred was a part of that process. I think that's maybe a misconception a lot of times. I mean, we all work together. We sit here every day and we talk through things. Not like we just, Fred wasn't a part of that discussion.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Valley Park and Arlington Heights. Most insurance accepted. That's VasectomyChicago.com or call toll free 877-877.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Paxson, you've been more visible and vocal this year than previous years, and it seems like Gar Foreman has taken a step back in that realm. Is that a conscious decision that you guys made as an organization?
Yeah, no question. I know that when we made the trade on draft night, you know, we had set our course. And, you know, the thing that I have to do effectively is to articulate, you know, the direction, the vision every day. The reality is that Gar and I have always worked together. We have different ideas about things, but we always come to a consensus in how decisions are made in terms of draft, free agency, anything that we do personnel-driven. And Gar this year has had an opportunity to be out on the road. I took this as an opportunity, knowing that we were such a young basketball team, to be around the team more and be around the players and staff. They need to know that they're supported.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Since 1901.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Well, we're going to do that. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also on watch, 670thescore.com. You can check us out in our homeless person couture. Dan and I are...
What?
You look a little...
I spilled.
Yeah. You look like you could get a bowl of soup and a nice warm bed with that. The attire that you have on, well, I'm there too.
I spilled.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? That's what hoodies are for. But that's not why you call. It's time for us to talk some college basketball with one of our favorites, Chris Spatola.
Of SiriusXM, The Athletic, ESPN. He is on Twitter at Chris_Spatola and joins us now on The Score. So we've got some of the conference games are done. More are going on now. And I'm curious, at this point, what you look at in all this action that you find matters when it comes to determining your favorites and the not so much also rans for the tournament?
You know, these conference tournaments, guys, especially the power conference ones, not to pour a bucket of cold water on championship week, but they don't do a whole lot for me. They're points in the season where I think conferences they've overextended themselves, but there are certain things that I think, and they favor the power conference teams, frankly, cause they get these extra games on their resume, but there are teams that there's a team that's getting ready to tip it off right now in Notre Dame that, it's an odd case that we're looking at with them, a team like an Oklahoma State in the Big 12 tournament. I can't imagine they're not in, but folks are saying that they're not, and so they got some work to do. So there are teams, especially in the power conference, that, you know, if they're sitting on the bubble or they're just in and could be out, you know, going to have to win some games here. So you get a little bit from that.
A little news before we get back to Chris Spatola. This is from Ian Rappaport's Twitter feed. A surprise, the Bears are going to apply the transition tag to cornerback Kyle Fuller. Sources say with their cap situation, they can match any offer that would come in. This keeps the top talent at a key position on the team.
That goes against initial reports that said no tag.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about that after we're done talking to Chris. Chris, I want to ask you about the Pac-12 Player of the Year and also Rookie of the Year, DeAndre Ayton. I watched the broadcast where you and LaFonso Ellis were talking about the Sean Miller, DeAndre Ayton, Arizona situation, and you were one of the few people that I agreed with in that I didn't think he was going to play. And there were a couple of players who sat out with similar allegations, but he played through it. Now Sean Miller is back. How do you think Arizona handled that entire situation?
Well, I thought you had to take Sean Miller out of the equation, and there was no question about that. And I thought you had to take Ayton out as well. Now, my Twitter mentions got crushed because people were telling me that I don't believe in due process and I'm against the legal system. And the opposite is true. I am actually hugely in favor of due process. Thank God we have it. The problem is we live in a world with the NCAA where they do not have that type of system. You are essentially guilty until you're proven innocent. And we can debate philosophically that system is wrong. And I agree with LaFonso. And we had a little bit of a disagreement on this issue itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with LaFonso on that. But based on precedent that I've seen just this year, guys, I mean, DeAnthony Melton, who denies all wrongdoing and anything associated with, it wasn't even his family member, it was his family friend, he hasn't been allowed to play this year. You got two kids sitting out at Auburn who haven't been allowed to play this year because of being implicated in this whole situation. Billy Preston never saw a second at Kansas. So again, I can dislike the rule, but I can also apply the rules as they're written. And that's where I was shocked that Arizona rather went ahead with Ayton based on that report Saturday morning. Now I understand he had sat down with the FBI. I understand that he had given a statement. I understand all that. But based on the way the NCAA does its business, to me, it was basically Arizona saying, look, we've gone so far down this rabbit hole with DeAndre Ayton that if he is in fact guilty, we're already going to be implicated anyway. We're already going to have games vacated anyway. We might as well just play him. And I disagreed with that decision. So I thought they handled the Miller thing the way it had to be done. I was a little bit shocked by the Ayton decision that night.
What teams that have not been featured prominently nationally are you most looking forward to seeing tested in the tournament?
Well, that's a great question. I assume you're talking mid-majors. There was an epic game on Sunday, guys, that in the AAC to decide the regular season champ there. And I think both Cincinnati and Wichita State are really good basketball teams. Now, Wichita State's had its struggles throughout the season, I think partly because it's much more of an offensive team than Greg Marshall's had there at Wichita State. They haven't defended well, but they're really good. I mean, they got six seniors. They got a monster inside in Shaq Morris, and they got a pro point guard in Landry Shamet. Really good team. And Cincinnati, we talk all about the Gonzagas and the Wichita States, talk about all these mid-major teams in the country, and we never talk about Cincinnati enough. The consistency that Mick Cronin has brought to that program and created in that program is crazy. And for both those teams, Wichita State to win at Cincinnati early in the year, and then for Cincinnati to decide the regular season championship to go on the road and win at Wichita State in a just a great, great college basketball game. I'm excited to see both those teams test themselves in the tournament. Another mid-major team is Nevada. Their name has been talked about a lot for good reason. They've got some high-major guys who have transferred to Nevada for various reasons. Jordan Caroline, the two Martin brothers. I mean, they're really, really a good basketball team, and I'm excited to see them. And guys, the team that I think actually is as good as that team they had last year that played in the national championship game is Gonzaga. I think they've, it's been a bit of a different pace. I don't think he exactly knew what he was going to get out of some of his guys. But with Rui Hachimura playing the way that he's playing inside, has had a terrific year. They've got two, Jonathan Williams, the guy who started for that national championship team last year, Josh Perkins in the backcourt who started for that title team last year. It was a slow start. They didn't get the marquee wins in the non-conference because Mark Few didn't really challenge them that way, the way he's done in the past. In the non-conference, because I don't think he knew what he had, but they're every bit as good, I think, as they were last year. So I'm interested to see how they play.
All right, flip the script of the brand name teams that we've all come to know and love. Which ones do you think have been a little bit disappointing headed into this tournament?
I've been high on Villanova all year, and I still am, and I would still put them. I've thrown out, it's a very talk radio question I've thrown out quite a bit, but this idea that there are 35 teams that could win this whole thing. I resoundingly reject that premise. I've asked, if you take the top six teams, whoever you think the top six teams are, would you take them or would you take the field to win the whole thing? And I would take the top six. I would still put Villanova in there. The problem I'm having a little bit with Villanova, guys, is this is a team that early in the season, and really this is who Villanova has been, a team that really gets after you defensively. As good a year as Jalen Brunson has had, and as good as Dante DiVincenzo is, they've had a real hard time guarding teams off the dribble. And that's really my one concern with Villanova, a team that I've been high on all year. And the other team is Michigan State. There is just something missing with that group.
They're a good team.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there is just, and I've been saying this now for 2 months, like everybody's throwing Bridges and Jaren Jackson and all the talent and the depth up front down my face. And I keep saying, yeah, but there's something missing. There's just something that leaves you wanting. Look, Michigan's a tougher team this year, but when you just get absolutely out-toughed by that Michigan team, I got a question, and so that's another team. There's just something missing right now with Michigan State.
Is Loyola head coach Porter Moser getting name recognition nationally to the point where that's a name on your radar screen, that when you start hearing about openings at big schools and with all the positive press that he himself has gotten beyond that of just his team, is he in that next group for the next level?
You know, he hasn't been. And there's two guys, I was talking to somebody this morning, there are two guys who nationally haven't gotten what you're talking about. One is Moser. The other guy's Wes Miller at UNC Greensboro, who took his team last night into the NCAA tournament. Moser deserves it. There is no question about it. And a guy that has been on my radar just because I follow that conference and I've enjoyed watching Loyola play. You know, those are two guys I don't imagine will be at their respective schools much longer. I think Parker's starting to get the attention that he does deserve. I would imagine. You know, I don't know what sort of Midwest jobs are going to open up, but I would imagine his name will be at the top of some folks' lists. And then likewise for Wes Miller, in the Tobacco Road area, I would imagine if there's anything that pops, his name would open. But those are two guys, you know, of all the other sort of hovering mid-majors, the Chris Max and the Kermit Davises, some of those other guys we talk about a lot. Those are two guys, Moser and Miller, that I don't think have gotten enough attention.
And some other local news, Illinois loses guard Mark Smith. He's going to transfer, and that was a ballyhooed recruit. And I know from people who are involved at that university at a high level that there are some very tough questions being asked about the direction of that basketball team under Brad Underwood right now. And there's some concern about just how much latitude he's going to have because the batting average on recruiting now is just not good enough for some.
Yeah, you know, look, and he's not the first. He's had a little bit of a struggle there at Illinois of late recruiting guys. And there's, I mean, it's gotten competitive. I mean, Chris Collins has now made, you know, he's going after different kids than Bill Carmody went after. And so you've got a school that's much more co-located to Chicago he's going to be competitive getting kids. You know, the other thing, Brad Underwood's got a hard edge to him now, okay? And, mm-hmm. and I don't think folks knew that a lot about him because of sort of, you know, where he had come from, and then he's got the stop off at Oklahoma State, and then there's a hard edge to Brad Underwood, and there's a style of play that you got to have some guys who are committed to playing that style consistently, and when he doesn't have guys who are going to do that, he can be very demanding. You'll buyer beware, and I think I said this to you guys when they hired him, like, buyer beware. The guy can coach, and he has won at places he's been, but there is a hard edge now to Brad Underwood, and so I'm not shocked that is sort of where we've landed at this point with him.
What do you mean by hard edge?
I mean, there's a demanding nature to the way in which he coaches. I assume you guys have interviewed him at times. He can be charming. At times he can be a little bit terse. He can be a little bit gruff. You know, there's just, and part of it is there's a style of play that the way in which he wants to play. And he tried a little bit this year at Illinois, but he absolutely tried it at Oklahoma State and it did not work. Where, you know, again, he comes from that, there's that Bob Huggins feel to him. He comes from that branch of the Bob Huggins and the, you know, Frank Martins and that school of guys where there's just a different edge to those guys that they communicate a little bit differently and they're demanding. And I guess I don't know if that makes it any clearer, but that's kind of what I mean.
Chris, thank you for the knowledge, man. Always fun to talk to you. Things getting ready to heat up. Should be fun.
All right, you guys be good.
That is Chris Spatola, sponsored by Cece's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at Cece's, grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love in the buffet for just five and change. Only at Cece's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. Draymond Green is going to join us after an update on the score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
The other interesting parallel to me, looking at the Eagles with the Bears. No one's going to call the Eagles wide receivers world beaters, but they're pretty good, like all the way across. Alshon's good. Torrey Smith is good. Nelson Aguilar is good. And then you have the tight end, Zach Ertz. That's where they need. You got to find a difference maker at the tight end position. And the other thing I'll say that's very different for the Eagles is their offensive line is great. Not good, great. And this is after having injuries on that line. I think that there's more reason to be encouraged If the Eagles are the model for what the Bears want to do, I think there are some things there that they can start to put themselves on that road.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Between a line drive down the left field line, base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field, get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time, drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
We're talking to Joe Madden here, Spiegel and Parkins on The Score. We had Kyle Hendricks in that seat a couple of hours ago, and he was talking about the competition amongst the starting pitchers. You know, one guy goes seven shutout innings, the next guy the next day wants to go seven a third shutout or more. Do you cultivate that? Do they? How do you see that? Because you said this might be the best staff that you've had here, and then we looked it up, and I was like, well, that's a pretty high bar for a starting ERA that was sub 3 in the World Series year, but then